Make some noise right now! Enter! Podcast and Chill Network in association with Grandeur presents the Road to 1 Million Subscribers event on the 30th of July 2023 at Sunbet Arena in Pretoria. Lineup includes Kabza De Small, Makazi, Musa Keys, Mpo Pops, Celestin Dooley, Eugene Koza, and Robert Boy. This fun-filled event will include comedy, music performances, as well as a live audience conversation with Mac G, Sol Penduka, and the Ghost Lady. Tickets are now available on Cricket from 295 rands. Doors open at 6 p.m. Food and drinks sold at the venue. Come and join a milestone celebration of Black excellence with Podcast and Chill Network.
Yes, we're on site is a very... this is a poor podcast, eh? We don't have that thing that...
The katakata.
The director's what? You know the black and white one?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we don't have that.
Yeah, more action.
Yeah. We are here getting people clapping here.
It's a podcast, chief.
Yeah.
That's somewhere.
This is such a poor podcast. But anyway, we love it. Welcome back to me.
You're back?
I just had to say that.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to me. Yeah, man. Missed you guys last week. I wasn't around. Had some things nyana to do. So I'm back. Missed you guys. Missed the ballers. And Zwara, I missed you as well.
We missed you too,
I
man.
I think, actually. I'm not sure if I missed you. But who I missed was my playmaker today.
Yeah, man.
Back like he never left.
The chef. I'm here, I'm trying to feed them once here.
Back by popular demand.
Back by popular demand.
Basically.
Just a gaga in the house. And today we've got a playmaker who's joining us, Kamo Khelo Motechwani.
Yebo.
Welcome, Kamo.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
So Kaladu, my journalist.
One time,
Ben. Say.
Thank you.
Scared. Let me ask, do you guys have beef with Chiefs?
Is the one who
Rex
Sabo was?
Actually.
I'm scared of this guy. Right? What if you call him like, yo, Jay, like, you know, we want to have an interview with you. I'm like, I want to keep it easy. Because those guys are used to like, you know, not you. I think people before you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Nobody shy like this and they used to turn up the story. You know what I mean?
So
okay.
Can I live for me? I'm like, yo.
That's why I'm asking him. They still have beef with Chiefs.
Yeah, we actually do. Yeah.
Serious? Like no way.
They're not allowed to cheat. They're not allowed at Naturena.
No, journalists are allowed.
Why? Because of the stories that they used to create. There's people that used to like, you know, write
back in the days.
Oh, back in the days.
Of course. It's not you. It's the people before you that messed it up for you guys.
Yeah,
you know, they used to like, you know, just write stories as if they had interviews with us. But there was nothing like that.
Yeah.
I remember I one time I got into trouble for something that I never said.
Wow.
Keep on the more newspaper.
Front page.
It was back in the days.
Back page.
You guys are online now.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so this guy wrote a, like, you know, terrible story about me. And I was like, I never even got interviewed.
And they call it Siago Boss.
So that's why you guys are like, that's a real truth.
Yeah. No, I think that's...
But that's back in the days. Like, the guys now are doing very well. The likes of you.
Yeah, for sure.
Dalmain as well.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out Dalmain.
So, Tepang as well.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I think, it's a beef. Something like that happened.
No, I don't think it's a beef. It's more like they're protecting their players.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
So, when you are there to fix all that mess that was made up back in the
day. Yeah, back in the day.
So, you can't blame them.
Yeah, that is
what it is.
Have you ever had issues with journalists?
Nah, dog, I keep it on the low. And I try not to...
The cleanest player, people. This one.
Yeah, you know, I try. You know, at once, there was some newspaper, other things, you know?
Yeah.
Other things on the side, you know? They try to, like, you know, just, like, you know, mess me up. And I was like, it's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So you always on guard. I think as a public figure, dog, like, you know, you always got to be on guard. Because one mistake, as much as they can praise you, how it's a sharp.
Mm.
If you mess up,
coming for you,
you know what I mean?
Hard.
So, they waiting you.
I've been trying to stay disciplined. Like, I'm 43 years old and I'm doing...
Chase.
I'm chasing. Quite well, Duan.
No.
You don't look at 30.
Honestly.
Nah, that, don't be playing, Duan. Like,
don't go there.
But anyway,
still drama.
Drama. This was a drama weekend. from a footballing perspective.
Yeah.
Tsakani jo.
Yeah, no. What actually happened there?
To a point whereby there was a 13-year-old who played in a warm-up game, and that person is not even going to the... Like,
That's insane.
That's a mess, though. That's a mess. Listening to the stories, there's just a whole lot of versions of this story. Right?
Yeah, true, yeah.
So people are like, you know, what's it? But there's just a lot of people that will be coming out. I don't have any problem, but they want to come out and, like, you know, start talking-ish about players, right?
True.
But, I mean, apparently the players were fighting for... I think I would like, you know, they felt innocent about that look on it was not proper.
Firstly, yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, also, I was actually chatting to one of the journalists, Velili.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was saying that the field Kotakani is not even good enough for ABC Mutepe.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Was wrong. Yeah.
Why would you take a Banyana game?
Who approved it? Who approved this game to go play there? That's the thing.
Safa did.
Safa, of course, yeah.
Are you sure? Before we Ubita Mabi, so like,
no, but I'm sure, like, but, they but okay, cool. Who's in charge of organizing
the game?
Yeah, it's Safa.
Man,
yeah. Because you get there, you twist your ankle, you're out of the World Cup. You know what I mean? So I think for me, like,
they're protecting themselves.
Yeah, they're protecting themselves, and then
rightfully so.
There's like money issues as well. We don't know about that. Like that players, like, you know, they haven't been.
So there's an issue of the thingy. So this is my understanding.
Yeah.
Bolas, if I'm wrong, you can correct me. I stand to be corrected. This is my understanding. I've got a journalist. I've got a former footballer here. Yeah. And I've got Mzwar.
Yeah.
Sharp. Cool. This is my understanding of the whole thing. Right? There's money that FIFA is paying. We spoke about it on the show, I think about...
Yeah, just that was it, actually.
Yes.
That's $100,000.
It's no, 30K.
No, 1 million.
1 million is when you get to the last 16. It's $500,000
just being in the group
in red. To qualify. Yeah. Just to be part of the
World Cup. Yeah, just to be part of the
team. It's 30K USD. $30,000
It amounts to about $595,000 per player.
Per player.
Sharp. So my understanding is that 30K in US dollars is not all going to go to per player.
Yeah, right.
There's money that Safa is going to take from, maybe what's our $5,000 nyana.
Administration fee?
Something like that.
Commission.
As it is, Bana, like when you look at it, like players, they're not getting paid much. Only the players playing about like Europe, they're starting to make money. When you look at the setup, like, you know, ladies football in the country as it is, they're struggling.
Yeah, not
now,
true.
As Kile Safa, I would rather just let these kids, Bana, like, you know, have
get all the money.
You know what I mean? Like, they need the money.
And also, our they deserve the money.
Ne? Sorry to cut you off. Yeah. Our women's football league is not professional, ne?
Yes,
I think so. Yeah. They're in the process of making it.
The Sasso League is not the.
No, that's no.
The Hollywood Bets League.
It's the top division for females.
I don't even know.
Sasso is the Mvela League of the women's league.
And there's Hollywood Bets.
Yes.
So you are not a
top flight.
Yeah.
But I think only Sundowns, TS Galaxy, if I'm not mistaken. Does Mam Kize pay her woman? Team, I don't know. I'm asking. I'm not
asking no more fish. We digressing, guys. Sorry.
We digress.
Yeah.
But I think Sundowns, TS Galaxy, UJ,
Taxi Joanne.
Tax as well.
UWC as well. Yeah.
But those are universities, so like it's like maybe we told a stipend.
Sure. Yeah. It's not much. The white chick, Leonard team.
Janine Van Vick, yes.
I don't know.
I don't, but there is no money There's in no women's money, football. Okay.
Yeah. And how much of that money is Safa going to take? It's not out there.
It's not out there.
And also, because we've got a journalist in the house, it was written that players that are going to the World Cup will get that 30K USD, right?
Yes.
Guaranteed.
It's supposed to be guaranteed.
Hear me
it's
out.
Supposed to be guaranteed. Yeah.
Has FIFA communicated to the FAs?
Yes.
No.
To say that...
What the thing is, like, FIFA is not a... is not the law. You know what I'm saying? They give the money to
the Safa,
Safa is supposed to delegate the money accordingly. They're saying that this is the money that we're saying is for players. Safa has its own money. I think it's 30 million in rands. I forgot how much it is in dollars.
Yeah.
But that's the money that Safa get for whatever they need to do to
make the World Cup happen
to make
for the girls.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everything.
To prepare the teams.
Exactly.
Prepare the team.
Exactly.
How about your World Cup in Balishap? That money is guaranteed by Kassaf. Safa is supposed to be using that money how they're already friendly, obviously, like, you know, prior to the tournament that's coming up.
Mm.
And obviously, there's Nyugo, what's the 500,000?
Get on, get it player.
Just to be part of the World Cup. Not yet.
They're supposed to.
I don't know if
that's what I'm asking. Has it been communicated to FIFA, to Safa, for them to actually commit that they will pay out the money?
So FIFA has communicated that this is the money that we are giving to each federation, to each player that is going to the World Cup.
Okay, and that has been communicated to the FAs, and it's signed and sealed. Because I'm playing a devil's advocate here.
Okay, sharp. It's FIFA can't say it to the world and not tell the FAs.
No, Chaka, that really is very it's real. Safa is wearing you already.
Yeah, we hope.
But the thing is, are the players like, you know, getting any of that money, or say have they received any of that money? Like, that's the question that we should.
So
I don't know.
I think generally, it's a case here. When it comes to women's football, and I'm sorry, I'm going to drag a lot of people, and people might hate me after this, it's fine, right? There are so many brands that are women-aligned that don't give a damn about women's football. Big ups to Sasol. Sasol has been there for the longest time.
Straight up,
very true, very true.
Shout out to that, yeah.
But, like, there are so many brands that are women-aligned that are not investing in women's sports in general.
Mm.
Forget football. Just women's sports in general.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. And Banyana goes to the World Cup, everybody's going to jump on their bandwagon like they did when they won their WAFCON.
So
we shouldn't like absolve Safa for what they did.
No, definitely we shouldn't.
Because
there's money. The question is not whether there is enough money.
Yes, there is
money that is coming from FIFA.
So
they just need to filter it down to the players. So now the question is, when the woman, when the Banyana won the WAFCON,
there was also an issue with money. Yeah.
So it's a situation of once you turn ties shut.
Yeah, it was a situation about that money.
So there's a trust issue.
I don't know, like, writing it, it's been going on for a long time.
So, Jay, let me ask, from...
It's bad, it's embarrassing.
So, when you play for the national team, what's the process?
So, you play for the national team, just being called up in the national team, for the week that you're going to be spending on the national team.
Yes.
Right, if you're traveling also, there's an allowance that you get. And also, maybe there's a certain amount of money, or you being called up in the national team, like 30,000 a player. You know what I mean?
Is that SNT?
Example.
Yeah.
So Ronaldo is still low compared to the other nations out there. You know, back in the day, sometimes after a while, you know, you wait for a long time for that. You know, I don't know how it works now. You know, but back in the days, you end up getting the money, but it might take a while. You know, so there's allowances, obviously, just being part of the squad, right? So that you can buy yourself snacks and whatever. Look what hotel. A lot of guys used to love sleeping, sharing a room with Benny, because Benny not telling you, like, the room. So this boy is like, they used to, like, you know, share. I was camp, but I took Kila Benny because Benny was like,
I can change you there.
And then obviously, like, you know, there's a just playing the game as well, you get incentivized for that.
Because I get there's a match fee that you're supposed to get.
Yeah. So
but
I don't know
it will come after a while.
Sometimes it takes forever. It used to. Not in my days, it used to take. You get it? Sometimes you can get it maybe 2 weeks later or maybe a week later.
Just as telling us something, Mari is not telling us something at the same time.
Kamu's journalist instinct just kicked in.
I'm telling you my playing days. You know I don't know now.
There's an article coming.
I don't know now. Right? Like, you know, are they really like, you know, paying the boys like they used to pay us? You know what I mean? But that's how it gets. But we still probably like, you know, the lowest paid. Like in the nations out there.
So club football pays better than national team?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, South African national team.
So what's the worth of playing for the national team? Is it for representing your country?
It well, can be for that. Just,
the colors. What in the colors?
It's pride.
So everybody wants to do that.
Hey, man.
That's pride, why some people are saying.
Yeah. What if Josta wants to go and buy a cup of coffee and tell that it's okay?
So I'll tell you a story, right? So I was overseas one time and my team was fighting for relegation. So I get it. We're supposed to play for England.
Yeah.
Play with England, right? Nakubo Beckham, someone about Lala back in the days. I think 2001... 2002.
Was it the time Kanakimang Tebuho, somebody Akapa Beckham?
Yes. That game was supposed to be part of.
Yes.
So I get a call, like, you know, on Thursday. We're playing on a Saturday. And then my team gets a letter, Hore, would like to, like, you know, use Josta for this game and whatever. And my team on a Sunday, they're playing like a really important game. So like I had to choose Hore. I travel to South Africa to come and represent my country.
Or play and help your team avoid relegation.
Right. And at that time, most of the time when they called me for the national team, I used to sit on the bench. And I was like, fuck it. I don't know if I can use that language. I was like, yeah, fuck it. You know, I chose to stay to help my team. Eventually, I did help my team to survive the relegation. You know what I mean? So, but you think what if, like, you know, we were guaranteed certain things and there were, like, you know, proper things or proper celebrating things. I could have said, you know, fuck this team. I'm going back. You know, so
I'm representing my country.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't think, like, you know, our nation, like, you know, they make it
worth your while.
Yeah, yeah. To be saying that, you know, nah, I'll see this team next time. Let me go and represent my team, my country. That's in my opinion.
Yeah, because you look at it, you look at it like holistically, right? You get somebody like, I'm just going to make a top of mind example, Bukayo Saka. Ne? Missed a penalty in the World Cup, in the Euros, came under hectic racism, scrutiny, and what in Ini.
Yeah.
But he still shows up for England.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming the England FA actually make it worth his while, from what Josta is saying.
Like they look after their players, and they get paid a lot of money.
European football is different.
It's like, different. Like,
yeah, no, it's totally different from us.
So with no disrespect to the South African Association, but in Europe, players come first because they understand that that's the most important, like, you know, part of the game.
Mm. Because the players, there's no football. Country. Yeah, there's no, so, no players. No,
the mentality in South Africa is that people that are sitting in an office, they think they're more important than the players.
Yo, naked truth.
Yo.
Straight up, that's if we can change that mindset and understanding that, you know, it's the players first. The guys that are sitting at the office, as much as they might have the bag, without these players, they might not be making that money.
And also, I'm going to actually throw in a curveball, Hore. Yeah. The fans are also disrespected.
That's what I was going to throw in as well. First. So it's the players and then the fans.
Because without those two aspects, there's nothing.
There's nothing. Stakeholders of the
to
game.
And we're not taking anything away from the guys that are sitting at the office, but they have to understand that, you know, where they're sitting, we are as important as they are. So we are all important in this.
Everybody has to play their part.
Yeah, everybody has to play their part. So everybody has to stay in their lane and let the other person stay in their lane. So we're going to get into that. I know there's a lot of questions that are coming up. Yeah. I want to talk about that.
Today is very loaded. Yeah. Hey.
But it also begs the question of, like, sorry, Mzala, like, what does Banyana need to do in order to be, like, seen in such a way, like, you know, we shouldn't even have to worry about these guys, like, whatever they want, they need to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, they want WAFCON, but there's still questions, like, they're still having to fight. Like, I feel like there's a lack of...
But this is
not a lack of respect for the team. Cup, dog.
Yeah, you're like, not a successive World Cup. You know what I mean?
They've shown up.
Yeah.
And them going to World Cups was not... I think we've played in 1998, 2002, and 2010. 2010, I am minus because we played in it because we hosted it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other ones, sharp, cool, we qualified.
Yeah.
Same as Banyana.
Yeah.
So why are things not leveling up? Like, why are Banyana players fighting to get what they deserve?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unfair. And if you look at women's football, it's on a rise, you know, and Banyana are starting to be the pride of the country.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. The continent, yeah.
Dude, they've done everything. They just need to be... I mean, I don't understand why we are even having these problems, you know? Because it should be a given.
Just out of interest, what car does Desiree Ellis drive?
I guess so.
I don't even know.
Some of them don't even have gara. Some of them, you should see where they stay. You know, like they're really struggling. Most of the players that you see on TV, you know, like, you know, doing so well on that field, most of these kids have nothing.
The lipstick lady, I mean, they must give her money so that she buys more lipsticks that she puts when she goes to the World Cup.
So I'm going to tell you something. There's a sponsorship that came out recently. I think it was announced. Like,
yeah, 10 something bet or something.
Yeah, yeah.
The betting one.
Yeah, yeah, they're giving this thing for, it's for Bafana only. You know, why is everything going to Bafana Bafana? Yes, Bafana Bafana, we understand that, you know, they're going to the African Nations Cup.
You know, Banyana going to the World Cup.
You know? So you look at it like, you know, the people, they're getting the sponsors and whatever. Why not, like, you know, filter it properly? Like, you know, say 50% of this, we're giving it to Banyana Banyana, 50% to Bafana Bafana, you know? So for me, I think the people, I don't know who's making the decisions, but the person that's making those decisions, I don't know, it's actually, like, you know, trying to develop
the actual
football in the country. Because like, you need to really, like, you know, put the money in the right places so that the nation can grow as a whole.
So, you know, if you look at it, I think from a footballing perspective, let's start at school level. I know football in school level is the pits.
Yeah.
Right? When I was at school, was there a female team in your school?
Nah. Back in the days, nah.
No, there wasn't.
When we played back in the days, ladies football. Back in the ladies football was like zero.
They were doing netball.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, ladies had to play netball and like volleyball. You know, football was only for gents. That's the truth.
And do you see where the disparity is? Like, and it's even now.
But look, I mean, Desiree Ehrlich, it's a former Banyana player. Mm-hmm. How long ago did she play football?
That was like 20 years ago. Like,
I was in high school. You know, it's long ago. We should be catching up.
Yeah. So I was actually chatting to, kind of what's her name? She coaches UJ, Mudiko. Ntabeleng Mudiko.
Okay.
The only reason why she was able to flourish in football was because, like, she was the only girl that was playing with gents where she comes from.
Yeah. Sure.
See? That's the only way she got better.
Yes.
Yeah. By the time she played with the ladies, it was like...
But they weren't But were there enough ladies for her to play with?
Now, only now, I think, like...
There's a lot of females... A lot of schools are taking women's football as...
But also, I think in the bigger scheme of things, and again, if I get dragged for this, it's okay. Females need to also come to the fold. And because you can't have, just as an example, and Ntabise, who's so passionate about Chelsea, but she doesn't watch... Banyana.
Sure, nothing about this place.
Only when, like, you know, certain events and they blow it up and like, we celebrating Banyana going to the World Cup and all the people are coming to support. But all throughout the qualifications and a lot of...
Nobody's interested.
Like, a lot of ladies are not educated about this game as a whole.
And but, maybe that's why there's a lack of sponsorship, because there's not enough interest in the game.
Definitely.
Because obviously sponsors are going to look at what are my returns in investment.
Yeah, it's numbers. It's return on investment. Yes, it is.
You know, so I think also we have to support women's football. You know, if...
Mare Safa or now, we're not letting it go.
Yeah, Safa is the starting point. They have to be on the forefront of women's football.
Exactly. So but if the leadership, I lead, Ibe or Naba Kopi, we want to grow this game, you can't do anything.
Yeah. Mm.
We can go out there and, like, you know, make noise about it right now on the podcast and everything. Think about it, like, you know, if these guys that are sitting out there, they don't see, like, you know, ladies football as important as you see it, there's nothing that you can do.
Yeah, I know. This playing at Tsakane Stadium, it throwed me off. Like, honestly speaking, I mean, here we are. We've got a WAFCON champions. They have to go to Tsakane. Not taking nothing away from the people that side.
And they play
opponents.
Botswana. Botswana. Most of the nations are where? Preparing that way in Europe, playing with
exactly
because in Europe,
in the conversation that I had with Velile, he actually said that Switzerland and Germany actually wanted to play Banyana, and Safa said no. Those games are now being played by Zambia.
Do you know why?
Because if South Africa leaves to go to Europe, you need to spend the money.
Is Safa broke?
Well, they Safa broke.
So obviously, if they need to go, but if Brazil says we want to play Banyana Banyana, come to Brazil, Safa has to obviously pay for the flights and all those type of
things. No, but I get a Brazil invites us, so I think they foot our bill.
Also, what, did they want more money for them to be part of it? See, that's what it is. So whoever's making the decisions, I don't know what decisions they're making and what.
All I'll say is the president of our football federation is a former politician of a specific political party. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make
Why else would you? Because these are quality. These are the opponents we should be playing.
Yes.
Our group literally consists of
the Sweden.
Teams that
are, I think
Sweden. Yeah. Sweden third in the world.
You know how Sweden good Sweden football is.
It's proper.
Top.
You know what I'm saying.
Top with us.
So we can't be
Sweden, USA, England is also up in there in the mix. But the US is like top tier.
Yeah, of course.
But also playing the weaker teams. I don't know if Botswana how weak Botswana is. Playing the weaker teams, I'm not saying it was good that they played Gou, Zakan and Jaka or whatever, but most of the good coaches, if they have the blueprint, they would rather play with a weaker team to prepare the blueprint, make sure that the players are more confident in winning, right? Yeah, in winning. So like you play the weaker teams. Yeah, yeah, so you can do that. So you get your rhythm going. The players get used to that winning mentality. By the time they get to that winning mentality, then you take them there, put them with the better team and see how they're going to come out there. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's how Safa was looking at it. If they were looking at it like that, then it works. But if it was just, I know we can't afford going to play in Spain, let's rather play these guys that are here.
I think it's more of a monetary thing than anything. Firstly, the stadium.
Definitely.
Yeah, that was wrong.
They can't pay Orlando.
Yeah.
They can't pay stadium management.
They can't go to FNB. Like, when you're sending off Banyana to a tournament as big as a World Cup.
That's the highest.
Surely they have to. Surely let's fill up FNB, man. Fill up Sakane with what?
Can even make the tickets out for free. They could have just gone and said tickets are for free. Let's all go to Orlando.
No, tickets were free.
Yeah, Doug, you only see things like that when Sundowns plays, Doug. Take it.
And again. And again.
No, Sundowns, you have like,
and
just
again,
apara yellow fella, and then
you sorted. Yeah,
So Kopi's a lot of teams have to learn from that.
Kopi's starting to dress like his dad.
And again,
anyway.
We want to bid for 2027 Women's World Cup.
And we shouldn't do that. No, we shouldn't.
It's a bad image.
This is what we are selling to the world.
Nah, we can't do that.
It's embarrassing. I was embarrassed to be a South African on Saturday.
Okay, we bid for 2027 World Cup, Women's World Cup, ne? What stadiums are we going to use? Are we going to use Dobsonville and Zakane and Olden Park in Pochi?
In terms of infrastructure, Chaka, we do have it.
No, we do have
it. I think it's only like the maintenance that's really killing, like, you know, South African football. Most of the pitches, even when you see Premier League play, like, you know, South African Premier League play, there's most of the fields that I look at, I'm like, come on.
Really?
You know, this can't be allowed. You know what I mean? And, and I think the standard, like, you know, should always be right there.
Top tier, yeah.
When you look at, like, the English Premier League, you'll know, even can win Tautaka. That was bad.
On a Monday night.
It's always green, right? Because these people are willing to invest in their craft. Right? Mm-hmm. So Rona, we don't believe in investing in our own stuff. If we don't believe in, like, you know, putting money in things that we believe in, like, you know, then we'll never go anywhere.
Have you seen with the rugby stadiums? Always prim.
Proper. Yeah.
Yeah, there's money there.
It's money.
They're pumping money.
Yeah, you're gonna get the money back. Put the money in there, right? You're gonna get it back. As much as like you do put the money into like development. You might not like, you know, see the returns right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, 10 years later, those returns, you're going to see them. And I think the people that are sitting out there, if they can think like that.
But, okay, Jay, all that can change, Kamu and Mzwala, my question is, looking at it holistically, right, is you can see the blueprint in rugby. Like, the Springboks are littered with sponsors.
Well, that's a different
high school rugby. Yeah, high school rugby.
Yeah. Yeah, look, that's we touched on this, Len. Yeah, we spoke about it the previous time. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
But anyway,
it's fine.
Pramulifia Chiefs. Hey, Chiefs fans are not happy. Eh?
I don't either.
Should they be, though?
I wouldn't be happy.
I wouldn't be happy if I were Chiefs.
Everybody, this guy is under pressure. And I think I just hope he wins the first two games or the first game. Because I think the only
people, MTN 8 against Cape Town City.
I'm just asking.
And also, but why is starting with competition though? Pizzo complained about it as well.
Another story for another day.
We'll get
that,
there.
The only people that actually believe in the coach is the management, the people that signed him. Mm. But everybody else.
Yeah, it looks like no one is giving him the chance in a daylight.
So my thing is, the change in management is a bit weird for me because you've got Arthur, who's now
the assistant.
And Mulifi was, I don't know who was bigger between him and
Mulifi was Mulifi bigger, was bigger because he was the technical
the one
director.
This is wrong. This is how I want you to do things.
Maybe that's how he got the job.
he was overseeing the whole thing. If I'm not like from the youth level to the first team, you know, like that's what he was overseeing basically. So I'm thinking it was probably like they were thinking like, you know what, this guy, he's the person that knows what's going on here or is the best place. Is what I'm thinking.
Can I ask a controversial question? Mm. Does Kaiser know what he's doing? The young one, not the old one,
is in charge. Is he?
Hey, man, he's the SD.
That's the real question.
He's the one that's buying the players, right? Mm.
Is it him or is it Bobby?
Both.
Oh, who bought him?
Wait, Bobby, Lee.
Who bought him?
Who Bobby?
Senior.
Bobby. No, he was playing with Kaiser.
We're going to talk about that, right?
Okay.
So there's an old way of running South African football.
Yes.
Which was the owner went out to buy whoever that he wants.
I buy what I want
and the coach gets whatever that I give.
Yes.
Right? Now that means mentality has to change because like Sundowns has changed all that.
Yes.
That worked back in the days, right? Like the owner buys his own players. Back in the days it worked. But I don't see this working anymore now because how Sundowns is doing it, like how Pizzo took over was like, I'm going to come and work.
Yes.
Yeah. So if I work, I have to choose the players that I want, Jay. Because if I fail, you're going to blame me. Mm. And I think where Kaiser Chiefs might get into trouble for this and whatever, I think where they going wrong is like not wanting to let go of the power of saying, okay, we're going to get Len to come and be the coach. Mm. And Len, we've got 200 million. Do what you got to do.
Mm. Because they signed a couple of players.
Yeah, sorry to cut you there.
Yeah.
Like Sundowns did it. Pirates is doing it now.
Yes.
See the results.
Yes.
Pirates. That's the most successful team last season, by the way. They won 2-2.
Is that why Floyd left?
No, I'm not going to go into that. Pirates, they've learned. And you can see these changes now. They're in Europe now, in Spain, right? Yeah. They listen to the coach.
Yeah.
So whoever that was running a Pirates is sitting back and saying, we listen to this guy, right? Chiefs, they have to learn and do what Pirates and Sundowns are doing.
And stop going to Zimbabwe.
And putting players on trial.
If they can do that, and they just say, coach, come here, come with your own team. Because there's a coach that they wanted, and this guy wanted to come with his own team.
Exactly.
Oh, the younger guy, yes.
Nabi.
So this is how the system is working all over the world right now. So it's like a coach comes with his own trusted people around him. Because he doesn't want anybody like talking bad about it, right? So when he fails, he leaves with his whole team.
Yeah.
So I think what they couldn't agree on is like, he wanted to bring his own staff. They were like, we want this guy to be part of the team. Probably like that's where kind
it's,
of like...
Yes, is that old school mentality you're talking about? Yeah.
My question is, so we look at Bramulifi now at Chiefs. Did he ask to get Dylan and Arthur to be his assistants? Or were they forced on him?
I don't think he had a say. Yeah. He was told, you are moving from being a technical director, you're going to go now become the head coach. It's sort of like a demotion in a way, if you think about it, eh?
It is a demotion.
Yeah.
Because he was the first team coach.
Yeah. And if he loses the first two games, he's gone.
You think the first two games?
I'm telling you, Duan, the fans are
This guy's under pressure.
The fans are waiting.
They're waiting for him.
They're waiting for him, man.
Because I agree, he... as Bafana coach, he failed us. Was it World Cup or AFCON?
It was my AFCON qualifier. We were supposed to...
He played nine games. How many did he win? I think three.
Yeah, it was only three. The last game was supposed to win against Sudan. We're supposed to draw.
Ershad, Sudan. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Barry was part of like, you know, what Bloemfontein Celtics.
He's a Bloem guy actually.
Yeah. So what was he there? Like, was he an assistant?
Yeah, I think he was an assistant that side, and then he took over like the under 17s.
He's very good with the young youth.
He's a football head.
Yeah,
we shouldn't take that away from him. But is he good enough for Kaizer Chiefs?
That's the thing. Just like I can tell us.
Chiefs is a massive institution, guys.
Well, I mean, Kropmanaka, Kimankana Kochi, Kimang Lutwalae.
Mzwane?
No. Buffet some Kenya, no.
Take it.
I mean, congratulations for...
Yes,
I hope he's going to hit the ground running.
Yeah, look, he might surprise us.
The whole time, kind of like say, I'm trying to figure out the team, I'm trying to see how the players play. The fans, they want nothing to do with it.
Because they've had that with Swane. Yes. Swane, that's what he was doing the last season.
So you had a Gavin Hunt who came from out of nowhere. What Vets actually managed to achieve to win... They won the MTN 8, and I think they won the league from Sundowns. A Sundowns that was running rings around everybody.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think happened there? I just told you, we just spoke about when I started.
It's clear.
He got there, and then he was in full control.
Exactly. That was why he didn't succeed at Chiefs Eye, is my belief.
It's my belief. He was in full control of the team.
At Chiefs, I don't think he was.
No, he wasn't.
He was told what to do.
And I think that frustrated him.
That's why he left.
Mm-hmm. Biggest mistake, because I think he was getting somewhere. And remember when he started, he couldn't even sign players. And he managed
to... He couldn't even sign players when he started. Yes, yeah. You're right.
And he was doing better than Arthur.
Otaka, you can't be doing news more radio again, but somebody don't want to let you know. And then before... You haven't seen them ever. Like, you know, how you want to sound stupid on radio, right?
Yeah.
Most of them do.
Right? So you can't be giving stuff that you don't want.
No, yeah. True. No, I told, and you can see the transition here, Kevin. Like, he went to Super Sport United. Yeah. Look at what he's doing now.
Yeah.
This thing achieves it worked before, guys. You know what I mean? I mean, but I was there, then I was bought like that. But tiki tiki, but doctor, a lot of teenage lads are all, it worked then.
Are you guys related?
Nah. No relation. Like,
okay. Like, you know, I was just curious. I've always wanted to ask you that.
No, I don't know the two. But what the Chiefs need to, like, you know, adapt to the new system.
You know? Okay, here's the interesting question then. A lot of people say, Jorge, the Chiefs' demise started with Brastif. But from the way we're breaking it down, Brastif was told, okay, cool. This is what you're working with. We are telling you what to do. So it's very unfair on him.
And if you look at it, how many cup finals did he reach?
He did two. Yeah, in his first season.
Yeah, he did two.
With whatever that he was given.
With all that is happening around him, he managed to get to two finals.
Yeah.
And the one final... It was, unless if he had to go into the field and score those penalties.
Yeah, it was bigger than
the Telkom against Sundowns.
Mm.
You know, like, as a coach, Otaka, it's difficult to be a coach because you can only go training Samachita and you choose the best 11 that you can have. It was Lalanda. But whatever happens on the field has got nothing to do with you. When you look at the last season, when you look at Coach Arthur, like, he didn't do that bad, but the players let him down.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, a lot of
mistakes. And what can he do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there was a time where some games he had to win, they didn't score, and they just conceded like stupid goals at the back.
Even the NetBank semifinal.
You know,
yes.
You know what I mean? And a lot of fans out there, Barry, they thought maybe he was going to take over next season because like they're like, okay, fine. We didn't win anything. Let's see what Arthur's going to give us next season, right? So hence the people are angry. They're like, we actually thought it was going to be him or somebody else from outside that we don't know. Now they're giving us this guy. Hence everybody's so crazy. I think like when the coach was announced, sorry, coaching tech was going to take over. In fact, people are angry.
Yeah, no, they were.
And it's funny.
People
are angry, yeah.
Yeah, you were saying, Zwara?
Because it looks like it's a repeat of Arthur Zwane.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Arthur Zwane was under Kevin Hunt, you know, and then... obviously he was promoted to the head coach and they didn't get anything last season. And now you're getting a guy that was there still, but obviously in a different role, yeah. but he's coming back as a head coach. What is he going to give? What changes is he going to make that you could not help the team with when he was a technical director?
That's the question.
In the words of Albert Einstein, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results is insanity.
Yeah.
Is it the demise of Chiefs or is just Sundowns progressing at a different level?
Hey, no, Sundowns is on another level, though.
Kamu. Sundown is on another level.
But
all these nitty-gritties around all these
Pirates
and Chiefs.
But Pirates is also catching up.
Pirates, let me tell you something. Pirates is catching up.
Oh.
I'm telling you, like, whatever that they're doing now, like, you know, it's going to be Sundowns and Pirates next season.
You think so?
If Chiefs and a lot of other players don't wake up quickly, they're going to be left behind. They need to learn from what Sundowns has been doing for the last 10 years. I'm telling you.
So here's the interesting part, ne?
Yeah.
From what Prastiv learned at Sundowns, I agree he's now at Swallows.
Ooh. Well done to him, actually. Well, I'm excited for that, actually. Remember we spoke about it?
Yeah, and I'm excited, dog. Like, you know, because now we're not only going to be watching Sundowns win a fair, like, Sundowns. Nobody's competing with Sundowns. You understand? So just for once, obviously you'd want to prove.
Probably. Yeah.
Like, okay, fine. Coach Rulani didn't want us there.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to
do
gonna
without us? Yeah. Us,
you
know?
But you know what I like about that move for me? I had an issue with a character like Steve Compeller, Mangoba, just being assistant coach at Mamelodi Sundowns. They can excel at any team.
Yeah.
You know, them being there as assistant didn't sit well with me. I felt like when they were demoted, I thought that was it.
That was
I thought
that
for
was
me, you know what? Rather just pack your bags and go somewhere else where you're gonna be a head coach and you can actually give back.
Amazulu went to go get a Spanish guy.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing for me is it's what Brad David said. Hore, I'm not necessarily demoting Musa.
Mm.
I want Musa to learn from Brastiv.
No, for sure.
He can learn a lot.
You can learn a lot.
Steve Compeller's he's been successful for a long time in the top.
He's a scholar that
Free State Stars. Maritzburg United.
Golden Arrows.
Bloemfontein Celtics.
The problem is that they need to get the right players.
That's okay. That's true.
So you can have you can be the best mechanic out there, but if you don't have the tools in the right parts.
Yeah.
The car is not moving.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, very
so
true.
You need to, like we said, if you're not willing to spend, Sundowns is willing to spend crazy money.
Yeah, Klopp is.
For success, right?
They're
not getting that money back. But they're getting recognized all over the world.
Yeah.
Now, because of that, they win. They're beating teams. They're winning championships. You know what I mean? Mm. They're playing in the, World Cup.
Club World Cup
thingies, you know, all those stuff. That was the whole aim, right? The teams need to understand that they need to spend money. They might not get the money back now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But 5 years later, they will get the money. And obviously, I think it's going to better. It's going to better the league as well. And there's a super cup coming up.
Super League. Big money.
Euro gives money about it.
So what's the story with that,
actually?
Yeah, yeah. So there actually isn't much revealed, but basically, to make a long story short, there's going to be an African Super League in October.
That's going
to
be dope.
Yeah, it's going to eight teams from, if off the top of my head, Wydad, Sundowns, Al Ahly. No. Each country. No. The first
country.
One. Yeah. It's going to be.
That's the world one.
No,
the continent.
Yeah, the African. Okay, so the first one, they're going to try it. They said they wanted to make, Motsepe said they wanted to make it 24 teams, but it seems like that's a bit far-fetched. You know what I mean?
Crazy,
so he's going to start with a small pool of teams.
Yeah.
Sundowns is going to represent South Africa. Al Ahly is going to represent Egypt.
Yeah.
Wydad for Morocco. Pedro for Angola.
Inyemba
for Simba.
From Tanzania.
And then two other
DRC
clubs.
Mazembe
is another one. Yes, it is.
You can't leave those behind.
Oh, and then Esperance is the last team. Yeah. So they're going to put all those teams and they're going to make a young league.
Esperance is from Tunisia, right?
From Tunisia. Yes. Yeah, yeah. So all the northern teams and then some of the West African team and then some of the.
So Botswana, Nixie, Lesotho,
next. But it's going to have a lot of money.
Europe tried it and it fell through, remember?
Yeah.
They wanted to do it in Europe.
In Europe,
It was about 2 years ago.
The fans are like, no. See, fan power. You see how powerful the fans are?
Yes.
If you can only realize, like, you know, Ali together, so libatu, you're powerful. The fans are like, no ways. It's not happening. Because then, what? But they call like team trading currently.
Yeah.
So they were like, because at,
I'm not a fan of it, though.
You're not a fan?
But the Super League, the African Super League.
The Super League.
But the Super League, if only then, if Ronald Super League and they're closing other leagues, that's where it goes wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe because in Europe, from what Josta is saying, in Europe, it was going to disturb
everything else.
The normality of the Champions League.
It's going to do the same here as well.
No, it's going to they're still going to coincide with the Champions League and the leagues. Yes. It's still going to...
So it's a separate thing, coincide thing. So that's okay.
I don't know. Like I said, and then
how are they going to select the teams?
The teams are selected, like
they're not what selected, criteria? But
you need to win your league.
Find out. That's what we need to find out. So maybe,
In Botswana, there's no team that won a league.
Nobody's going to want to watch Botswana.
That's what the problem is.
You know what happens Takane Chief with Botswana?
That's what the problem is.
And I love Botswana, by the way. It's got beautiful women.
Yeah, I like Mr. Petro Mosepe said. He said, like, you know, people that play football, they don't play forever. And it's a short career. Mm. And they need to make money so that...
In that short space of time. Yes. So that when
post-football, battle bash up. You know what I mean? We're still not making a lot of money in South Africa, though.
And for sure.
Teams that are going to be part of this Super League, with the crazy money that we're going to get there, most of the boys are going to be set for life. For me, looking at, like, you know, the guy that played football and understanding that, you know, money is really important after football, I would say, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of guys that struggle.
Yeah, we've seen it, yes.
Money, you know what I mean? So if, for me, if it's going to go that way, big up to that. I would like to see players doing well, you know what I mean? And if it's for the players, I'm okay with it.
But it's only going to be selected few.
True, but also...
So why don't you take that money and pump it to CAF, pump it to your federations in Africa?
That's
the whole point.
That's what they're going to do.
That's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They only start in there. Obviously, it's a benchmark of other things that are going to be coming up. That's what.
Because look at it this way, Ned. I think if you look at most football, like Ibile, like over the past week or 2 weeks, so many retirements because of injuries and whatever have been announced. Njumayalo retired.
Yeah. Mm. Nah, but
that's not an injury.
Retired.
Njumayalo. But when was the last time did he play?
He played for Swallows. I think he made one.
Like, he's been retired, that dude. Like, he's been retired for the last 10 years.
And it's not an injury.
So that, I don't know. So talk about, okay. No,
bye, Faga.
Okay, let me keep going.
Bye, Sousa.
Okay. No, but like, sorry. No, big up to Bino. Bibo was part of the Pirates team that won the treble, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So big up to him. He had his first part before his ban. He had a good run.
That was a retirement then. What about a retirement then, Jarun?
Yeah, I know, it was hectic.
Because he never came back after that.
Lebo as well, retired?
You know what's funny? I bumped into Lebo, I think it was in December, because from Limpopo. So we bumped at a shopping mall and we started talking. And
Lebo's from Alex.
Hey, man. Lebo's from Limpopo. Okay, I think he's... Mother's from Limpopo. Dog, he's from Limpopo. I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
It's okay. Okay, he's got Limpopo in him.
Okay,
let's put it that way. No, I'm not saying he's Venda. Limpopo is...
So you say all the people from Limpopo.
There's all the people in Limpopo.
Okay, but Mama really sharp. Carry on.
And he was saying that injury, it was actually getting better. And he was saying he was probably going to be playing in like four or five months.
He was actually misdiagnosed.
Oh, flipping hell.
Yeah, that's what he said in his post, right?
So there's an interview that I had of him. He was misdiagnosed.
Oh, okay.
Flipping hell.
So I saw him like 2 seasons ago. Nakwaliko Cape Town City. Is it Cape Town City?
He was at Cape Town City.
He was at Cape Town City
2 seasons ago.
He was at Chiefs 2 seasons ago.
Cape Town City now, dog.
No, he was... okay, so...
The last team, he was Cape Town City.
Yes, last team was Cape Town City.
But he never got to play.
Didn't play, yes. Yeah. The last time he played was Chiefs. He was part of the team that botched the league on the last day.
So what happened? I think he was never the same. After Tiki, he left as a like, you know, player of the season. Top. Ayako Tiki never did well. And since he came back from Tiki, he was never the same. I don't know if it was because of the injury.
But there was,
because even at Chiefs,
it was not that bad.
It was not bad, but it was not the level of Ajax.
Oh no, the level of Ajax was top notch.
Or the first time I came to City,
he was not himself. Be honest, he's a good player. I know him. I played against him. I know the quality that boy had.
I know.
When he came back from Tech, he was never the same player again. So I don't know if it was because of that injury, and I don't know also the Techie team. They probably let him go because of that injury. Because you have to understand that in Europe, when you get there, when you go for trials and whatever, and they want to sign you, you go for everything. They scan everything. Once they pick up anything that out, they see horror liability, investment, you're done.
That's why Ziyech, the move fell through because they've detected an injury.
He's
no longer going to Saudi.
So you come to South Africa, South African teams, most of them, they don't do those things. Medical checkups, they say, check up fat, body fat, all those things and whatever. In Europe, it's totally different. They check HIV, whatever. But I'm telling you, heart and whatever, pillow, whatever. Each and every bone in your body, the joints, take off.
Boma di sugiri.
I'm telling you, though. Yeah, sugiri can I come upon.
So, you know, you've got sugar diabetes.
We're not stoned. So I think for me, Intuana, like, they probably picked up that. I might be wrong. Maybe I can say, no, my J is wrong, and this and that. Probably, I think they could see Horamu to Ashap, but then he came back to Chiefs. But he was never the same at Chiefs. He was never the same label that he was when he left the Annali player of the season here.
Okay. Lebo Manyama wa Cape Town City, Lebo Manyama wa Ajax. Oh my gosh!
Now he was a beast, that boy.
Thank you.
Yeah, different player.
What a player!
Very talented.
What a player!
Yeah, look, he's what, 33.
Yes,
that's young. Yeah, man. That's young.
And like, you had your prime then. Like, that's
and also,
like, everything is so simple, Moy.
Jay.
Yeah.
So he was not assigned to a team now, right? As he retired.
No, he was at Cape Town City.
He was a Cape Town City player.
Cape Town City, and they never
signed him.
So does that
John
mean
signed him? But he never played.
Why do you think that is? Because he was never the same. There was just something. Maybe it's that knee.
Yeah.
So does that mean now?
It's ACL. What is ACL?
I can't say somewhere. Speaking in a sense.
So does that mean now that insurance come through for him? As a former player, you should know.
Nah, Doc.
So he retired.
So let me tell you something, right?
No, but it's a forced retirement. So you should be...
He did not get... He's not paralyzed or anything.
So now, as a player, right? So I'll tell you now, there's a lot of players that don't have, like, you know, disability cover on their own.
They rely on the club.
They rely on the club. Obviously, like, every player that plays for a club is insured.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And whatever, there's a certain amount of money that comes, but that's nothing.
I think Sangweni went through the same.
Yeah, it was like Sangweni
went through. Brighton went through the same.
Yes.
Mm. With the eye, I think.
And brilliant as well.
Yeah, brilliant. And brilliant. The goalkeeper, Kiman Kanade.
It's brilliant.
Brighton as well. Yes.
The both keepers.
Yes.
So I don't know. I think the league or the teams get some of that money.
And the teams are supposed to pay the players.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So the money goes
Safa
through the team.
Again.
You know? So.
But that I understand.
Imagine if you had your own disability cover.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that probably, like, you know, the players need to be educated
about. Yeah.
You know, have your own on the side. You know what I mean? Because you have your disability cover, you still have a house to pay, you've got a car to pay. You know that disability cover is going to...
Like, sort all those things out.
Get you sorted, yeah.
You know what I mean? And the money that you get from the team can be an extra for you to own this Janakon side thing. I wish I broke a leg, though. Because that thing was useless. I had it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, you know, I wish, like, more players can have those type of things.
Yeah, because it gives you...
To cover yourself.
It eases your minds, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So... I wouldn't wish for anybody to break their leg or whatever, because obviously it shortens your career.
Your career, yeah.
But at least now you know who you sharp after.
You can get yourself.
I hear some players don't even have medical leg.
Yeah. I was shocked one time. I can't mention a player that I was with.
That guy, yes.
And then, like, you know, medical aid, and we're talking about medical aid and whatever. I'm like, dude, just go use your medical aid and do this. He's like, I don't have medical aid.
Oh, yeah, Barra.
This is Coach Chiefs, like you. And this is a player getting paid a lot of money. You take it for granted. You take it for granted. No. There's a lot of people that don't see the importance of having a medical aid, because, like, we talk to Naoya, go public hospital.
Tembisa Hospital.
Sitting at the top of me, one to lecture. But I mean, a len muleko just going go para. You know, come on, doc. You know what I mean? At least just go to a private hospital to go back grand and whatever. Mm. You know, so maybe back in the days, it's better it's a public in a deal shop, but no, you don't want to
end up. No, hey, Tembisa.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have those.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because it'd actually be very interesting to find out across all the teams that play in the DStv Premiership, how many players that have professional contracts are actually on medical aid. Something as simple as that.
Shouldn't yeah, look, at some point, at some point the league has to, it has to be compulsory, you know.
No, but it's not up to them though. It's like
not up to them. Yeah,
it's something that you should do.
Yeah, no, it's tough, doc. It's actually up to you. Cause I mean, if
you guys more corporate team,
you know, in corporate, you decide. Yeah, we decide. But the thing is, I don't kick a ball every day, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but you get
what
I'm
saying.
You get in a car every day.
Look at those things. I'm telling you, it's
that's
really
insane.
I'm telling you, Len. I'm really so. For me, when this guy told me, I cannot make it, I was like, dude, you need to get a medical aid.
Wow,
that's not the most.
Not like the most, yes.
Yeah, that's even worse.
So unless they're covered.
No,
actually,
I would go clap on for the doctor.
Yeah, like that type of situation.
I mean, you got the money, dog. I mean,
they're covered with someone else, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we actually need to have a conversation on site about football finances in its entirety. This Banyana thing was actually a spark in terms of what's happening. And big ups to Sundowns, actually, because I think Sundowns and the teams that I mentioned are the ones that literally the men and the female teams are treated the same.
They get taken care of.
Definitely.
Like in terms of kid sponsorships. But what's wrong, Chaka?
Yeah,
with his father's suits.
But they understand the investment.
Yes.
Understand?
It's not just about having the money. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
And for them, it's more like just, I think they're trying to build something. They still, to be honest, they're still playing catch up to both teams, which is Pirates and Chiefs.
In terms of?
From a numbers perspective, from fans, achievements.
These guys have been winning.
Achievements.
I don't care. No.
Chiefs have a lot of Josta, trophies.
My 18-year-old daughter only knows Sundowns winning the league.
Yeah, I cannot.
The PSL. Maybe you're talking about PSL.
But like Man United fans saying,
these guys.
They are legacy teams.
Sundowns, they still.
It's a real thing, though. It's a real thing.
Sundowns is playing catch up.
They are.
Sundowns is still carrying trainer. So if Pirates and Chiefs, they start winning, you know, Sundowns will still but I say I just said winning and Sundowns keeps on winning, but look, at this point it's Pirates and Chiefs.
There's a saying, you were only as good as your last game.
But no, in terms of accolades, it doesn't work like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Chiefs and Pirates are massive, guys.
They've got
Chiefs more, the biggest team,
they've got and more also, supporters.
And yeah, also, exactly.
There's a reason, though.
Because they are legacy.
And also, let's not forget a very, very, very big fundamental.
Yeah.
Chiefs and Pirates, they did not have the cash injection that Sundown had. They built themselves up to where they are.
Where they are.
No, so but Sundowns, like, no, the Sundowns, Yabo.
Then Melisela, they were still winning.
Yabo David Ndao.
Yes.
Daniel Mudambo,
Roger Fitumba in when they won.
He played for. Yeah, we were good, but let me tell you, they still catching up to what Pirates and Chiefs have achieved.
Wahubula Chiefs Netang Sundowns got Rothman's Cup.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the only thing Chiefs need and get that star. They need to get.
They came close, eh?
Yeah, they came close to that, and I don't know what happened.
You know,
had they not
gotten rid of Gavin Hunt, I think they would have won.
They would have pulled a fast one on Pito.
Because Gavin knew.
Yeah,
Gavin knows how to beat Pito.
No, but they got that.
Yes.
No, it was it wasn't trainer. It was Arthur Pito. Because Pito got the final.
Yes.
Yes.
Not even Arthur. No,
Arthur came through in the semis.
And then finals.
He coached semis and finals.
Oh,
finally ba Muntsale ne ba Kenya Stewart.
Yeah. Yes. Oh,
snap. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Gavin got them there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if there's one person who knows how to dribble Beto, it's Gavin.
So I would like to see a league. Like, I love what's happening now, because now you got Swallows that has acquired the services star.
Brastiff.
And then, like, you know, you see AmaZulu doing stuff as well.
Mm.
And then I always, like, fear Cape Town City, like, in terms of, like, you know, what Tintla can do. You know what I mean? Like, if you can get the right players, you know what that guy can do, right?
And then, Cape Town, like, Spurs is also now up.
Cape Town Spurs is up. Mm. And obviously, like, now, my like, I want to see where he's going to go. Is he still going to stay with Sundowns?
Looks or like he's staying.
He's staying.
You know? I hope he leaves, man.
Yeah, because we want to see, like, you know,
those brilliant heads. Yeah. Somewhere, yeah. You know.
I want to see the league being there. Chola Sundowns, Aisha Pidi team. Like,
you know, last season, like, I miss something very simple.
Yeah.
Just post-match interview with Steve Compella.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna hear that. I'm happy for.
I'm super happy for Brasti.
And also, Super Sport, Super Sporty.
They're cooking those ones, eh? Very quietly so.
Quietly so.
Acquiring Nange.
Yeah, I know that. Look, I mean, Kevin Hunt has always been an admirer of Nange. You know,
yeah.
You know. I mean, he played, I think, under Kevin Hunt at Vets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
yes,
yeah.
But no, they lost this boy, the right winger, the dreadlocks boy, the 19-year-old, the 20-year-old. Where I'm going?
Oh, Belgium. Oh,
Belgium, man. This quick boy.
Yeah, yeah, I see him.
Is he going to Sundowns?
Yeah,
apparently
he's going to Sundowns.
Yeah, Sundowns or Pirates of Chiefs. What a player.
Tabelo. He was in the Bafana. They told him.
So I think what?
Why lose that boy?
So what? How Gavin works is, I think, I could be wrong, is like, okay, cool. We need to sustain the team.
Yeah.
Let's go get as many low knees or players on a free.
But he knows which ones.
And he knows which ones. Yes.
So
he can get a 30-year-old to get to lose a 19-year-old so that the club gets money.
That's a coach. But also he understands why. Money, but he understands why he's bringing this.
Yes.
One. That's going to win him games.
Yes.
That's coaching, though.
Yes.
That's a guy that knows how to coach. Ukhononka something from nothing I build. You know, so for now, that's what it is. So coaching, a lot of people think that as well, what tactics.
Yeah, no.
Pick the winning team.
Yeah.
Mm. When the players are down, you are able to lift them up.
Yeah.
Out here, on low level, we talk about marathon. I feel like I'm a marathon. Marik, home. So we need a coach as well. So, but when like, you know, the coach that you're talking about, like,
Gavin and
Gavin.
Mm.
Gavin is those type of coaches. And like, you know, sometimes you don't have to have those technical abilities like Rulani. I don't know. I've never worked with Rulani, but it sounds good. A lot of things that he talks about, I'm like, okay.
But person management.
You know? Yeah, that's more
person
important.
Person management.
That's more important. Hence, much about the coaching. A lot of people think that it's all about tactics and all of that, but no. It's a mindset as well. That's why you need to do psychology as well.
Mm.
You need to do coaching.
That's why I'm like
Mourinho was actually very good at that during his time at Chelsea.
Even Compella, if you look at if you look at players that played under Compella, like Bobo, George Malulek when he was at Chiefs, they really, really played for that man. And you look, I mean, even at Sundowns, I mean, there are rumors that, I mean, he was the glue amongst the players. He kept them together, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So is Andile going to Swallows?
It's more likely, but I saw that apparently Royal AM are eyeing him or something.
I don't think Swallows can
afford
him.
Pay him?
Apparently, I have. Like, you know, they pay well. Apparently,
I had the story. I mean, of Nokovic. I mean, he didn't present himself well there when he was there. You know,
but apparently they do pay well. Like, but you know, Andy, let me tell you something. Like, what he can still do on the ball, you can't take that for granted.
And you know
what's the interesting thing about Andy Lejale? Literally at the beginning of the season, he was. The start, he was starting for Mamelodi Sundowns. As a matter of fact, they played a game against TS Galaxy and they were losing.
Yeah.
And the fans were literally crying, like, where is Andy Lejale?
Yep.
And when he came on, like,
he changed the game.
They didn't win the game, but you could see, like, and then Jigi Asaka.
Yeah, he was crazy. He was just out of favor. I think, like,
After that game against Orlando Pirates. Yeah. You remember at Orlando Stadium, Pulukwane, they benched him. He didn't have a good game. After that game, Andile was nowhere to be seen, like frequently, like in the starting 11. You know what I mean?
Bro. He started riding bikes.
Let me tell you something. No, besides that, though, for now, if I was Rulani then as a coach, I would have won the second star by playing the final, just playing Jali there and then having Mokwena and Kimamfano. Motoko Supersport.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah.
For me, they needed the experience. You should never, ever, like, you know, take the experience for granted. Mm. I think for me, the failure that you got, it was just like, you know, just taking the experience of Jali for granted. Mm. They could have won him their second star. But it was more like he wanted to prove, like, I don't know, I might be wrong. He wanted to prove that he can win games without these guys, and it cost him the second star.
I agree with that because I was at the Wydad game, the second leg.
Yeah.
And you could see, like,
it's inexperienced.
Yeah, it was there was angst. Even when they went up again, like, there was a bit of uneasiness.
Is that the
Vala own
goal game
again? Yeah, literally, like,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Vala, what a player.
I think that's what I was missing.
What a player, but you can see the inexperience in that and probably the nervousness of the players when they get when now it's
and that's
up.
A big game.
It's a big game. Exactly. Now you want the older ones to say,
come down. Ntwana's,
okay, guys,
1-1.
We've got an away goal. Andile. Ntwana saying Andile Maka Alefela, Andile Canada, Lala in Ntwana. And, like, you know, everybody else, Lala Mopelantu. I'm telling you, get not settling on the team. No. Because he's got that arrogance. You know, Andy loves
Harap. Yeah, he's got that arrogance. He bossed the midfield.
We take, like, you know, experience for granted. We're not saying older players are not going to finish playing yet, but use them. Basically, Chaka, unke vasla pelu e khamule so. Ere by the time ufetsa le nora, I'm not going to give you a contract. Ufeditse ka yena.
Yeah.
Then we'll be like, you know what? Nah, that's enough. Mm. Nah, you can step out. But right now we kind of like force players to retire while they can still
offer much.
60% in the game. Hence, like, you know, the foundation. Yeah, South African football is like this because, like, you know, the foundation we quick to, like, let it go.
Mm. Yeah.
And like Rikinyan Tuana Tsinyane. Now Tuana Tsinyane, when they're under pressure, they crack.
Yes. Yo,
on a lighter note. No one is getting that second star until Honorable Paris does it again.
She's a bone. But I think their preseason in Germany, I mean, sorry, not in Germany, in Spain, that's a very good idea.
Let me tell you something, right? So when I was playing in Europe, so most European teams, they camp in Spain.
Yeah.
So they probably, like, on this table, maybe to a kid, hotel buyer in the middle, it's just filled. So the hotel is a buyer. And then what they do, they hardly run. Like, it's old school Muller, but wash up and push up over matter the 20 kilometers, 30 kilometers. Teams play games. So these teams, they camp at the same spot. Every day they play games. So you work on your blueprint. You work on what you want to, how you want your team to be shaped up in those games. By the time the league comes, you got the endurance and you got, like, you know, the game endurance and everything. Unlike just running every day, the league starts. Your players don't know what you want them to do. Mm. So what Coach Rivero is doing is basically, like, you know, and I like what Pirates is doing because they say, we're going to listen to you. For them to take out all that money and say they're going to go
to Spain. Yeah.
And also, like, you know, it shows the players to play against all these
top players
out there. They can size themselves up on how far they are. You know what I mean? The mindset also, you can't always be in Joburg, dog. You play in the league, mo Gauteng, o ko Limpopo, o kai. Leave the country, that helps. Because by the time you come back, the team is like this. Because you're having fun, and then the team is together. You if you're a new player, you get used to your new teammates and whatever. By the time you come back for Black Label, if it's going to be part of that, you want to see Pirates flying. And don't mark my words, the way they're doing stuff, they're going to surprise a lot of people out there because what Trevor is doing, this is what we used to do at Sundowns. We used to go overseas, get the preseason. Hence, we came back, like, the team was like, like a family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't be always Kedlala ko Limpopo this season, preseason ki ko Limpopo.
Or ko Durban for preseason.
Yeah, everything. Take me out of the country, dog. Take me somewhere. You know what I mean?
Also, it's a mindset thing as well. Like, you come back refreshed. You come back with
that's a whole
different
point,
new ideas.
Do you know what happens also? One player can be picked up by, you play against Barcelona. Barcelona's like, oh, who's this player next?
He's good.
We can take him. So you get your players to get exposed by all these other teams. That's the whole thing. But teams are not willing to what? To take out the money to put, like, you know, to invest in whatever that they bought so that they can go out there and be exposed out there. And they can get the money that they're putting in, they can get times 10 back.
Like Safa getting us Botswana.
Anyway, anyway, guys, it's been a good one. Yo, we can go on for long. Yeah.
Just but, before you go, Len, shout out to Fagri Leke for helping Pyramids FC qualify for the first ever CAF Champions League.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah,
he's got a brace.
I must actually have a chat with him. We must invite him on the podcast.
He's having his best season in Egypt. Since
he's been doing very well.
Shout out to them.
Kamo, thank you very much for joining us on one side.
Thank you.
Jay, always a pleasure having you.
Yes, yeah.
Mzwala, one love.
Danko.
And the ballers, if I said anything wrong.
He said a lot of things wrong.
But love you long time. We'll see you on the next episode of Onside. We out of here.
Bounce.